This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hail Varsity Radio.
You want me to answer any kind of Instagram stuff I see on this? No? Okay, gotcha.
Welcome back. It's Coffee and Cream in the Morning on Hail Varsity Radio, powered by Currency, alongside Damon Benning, Andrew Rogers. We are happy that you are joining us on Friday. Friday. It's a good day. And it's a day that we are talking not only Sweet 16, college basketball, but spring football as well. There were some thoughts going around social media yesterday about coaching styles and things, so we will get into that as well. We have a great list of guests. I'll read them off one more time, and then we'll get to Michigan Lance. Mike Schaefer at 8 o'clock, Kyle Franco at 8:45. At 9 o'clock, Mike Sauter, and to close the show, Matt Verzal. We're also playing Dog Eat Dog with DB at 9:30. If Mike Sauter doesn't want to get a total beat down again, maybe
he's still probably mad about last week. We'll see if we can win somebody else some money.
Yeah, I was going to say he's probably though going to want to play until he wins.
He is competitive.
He's a competitor. Let's go to line one, Shane. Michigan Lance, here to touch on San Diego State basketball. What's up, Lance?
Wait, what?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? How y'all doing this morning?
SDSU. Hi. Hi, Michigan Lance. What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? Hold on real quick. I got to give you three quick shows, BB, to watch since you're on this show watching binge. Number one is BMF. It's on Stars.
Yep.
Hey, man.
It's a Mafia Family.
Yeah, Black Mafia Family, yep, man.
I've looked at it.
BB, it's a good one.
Okay.
The other one kind of stemming on that is Snowfall. Hey, man, it's the right time to watch it because you can binge everything. You don't have to wait for seasons. They're in their last season. So good time to start that as well. So, and I'm going to give you a movie.
Is Snowfall
Next
the one
day
with
Air?
Is Snowfall the one with Franklin?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So on my FYP page, Andrew can attest to this, there's three things that constantly pop up.
Impractical Jokers.
No.
I've been seeing that a lot, too.
TikTok. That's my ding-dong son that's been watching the Practical Joker, so it's on my YouTube library. But on TikTok, it's either recipes, snippets from movies.
Movie clips?
Like movie clips. And so I keep seeing them over and over, and then, like, home hacks. Like, do it this way. Like
that 100%.
That's like the three constantly popping up on my FYP page. So I've seen a lot of clips of Snowfall.
And
I think it's like tough movies because I've seen like.
That's exactly what they are.
I think. So what's the one? It was like five seasons and everybody loved it. It was like the Bootleggers. It's Irish and.
Irish.
Man, I love the actor.
That's really good. It's Boardwalk Empire.
No. But yes, Boardwalk Empire does.
But that's a good one.
That's the crazy guy that's on Con Air that they just
showed up. That's
FYPP.
With bootlegging and stuff. Yeah. No,
something Boys. Wait, is it Boys or Brothers? They're overseas.
Oh.
It's like there's docks. They have accents. It's probably like.
Oh, are you talking about like Peaky Blinders?
Yes. Yes. Peaky Blinders.
Oh,
that's on my FYP page every 5 minutes with a scene. That looks good. Peaky Blinders.
Yeah. I haven't got into that, but I have heard
and,
about it. I haven't got to that one yet.
And the one with Forrest Whitaker. And
Frank
Lucas.
Godfather Harlem.
Yeah,
I have finished
that's
season
on
two
my
of that.
Shawshank. I show you every day.
You guys are insane, though, with listing off actors knowing the show.
I'm sorry. Let's get to SDSU. What's up, buddy?
Hey, you know why San Diego State is is like my, I don't know what you, just my team, man.
Omaha. Part,
you know, that, well, see, you would think because Agueka Rope is there and Omaha South's finest, but it's actually Brian Dutcher, the head coach, was in his predecessor, Steve Fisher.
It's a Michigan
both of those,
kid.
Obviously, Steve, yep. Steve Fisher was at Michigan. Brian Dutcher was his assistant at the time and helped with the Fab Five. So, yeah, man, so I'm always connected with San Diego State because that's pretty much Michigan West.
Hey, so, you know who you know who you would love? I saw Coach Chubbuck Jr. He was at the All-Star game, the little guys All-Star game the other night with a couple of his staff.
Uh-huh.
You know what's really underappreciated about him? He loves kids. He was on the phone real time talking about John Tanji to a coach. That's his own business.
Okay.
So he's pumping. Yep. He's pumping up Tanji. He's talking about right cell. He was like, I can't wait until Friday. I just want to see a Guck with San Diego State. Like quietly in the community, he has done a lot of work with a lot of kids that he has an affinity for, man. I'm team Chubbuck Jr. all day, every day.
Yeah, I've heard about him since he was an assistant with his dad.
Yep.
I'm with you on that. Like, I don't know him, but from what I've seen and heard, and in Omaha, he's an Omaha guy.
Yep.
And he's pumping those guys from Omaha. He didn't coach Wrightsell. He didn't coach Tanji, but he's an Omaha guy.
He's four kids.
And he's going to promote those guys, which doesn't make sense that those guys didn't play for the Mavericks. Like that still doesn't make sense.
Hey,
but
do you know who you would be in lockstep with? Oklahoma.
Who's
Tyler.
That?
He is so mad at the local recruiting.
It doesn't make sense. You can literally, you're a mid-major. You can literally have 8 Omaha kids just from the city because they're all across the country playing D1 basketball, major basketball, or a little bit higher.
And be successful.
You can literally have 8 kids on that team right now, and you wouldn't be where you are. But they want to go and get guys from Minnesota and South Dakota and, man, I don't want to hear. Don't get me with the, oh, they have Frankie Fiddler and the kid from prep. Man, that's 2 guys. Like, you can build an actual team off of 8 guys. There's no reason you should have 8 guys from Omaha on that roster every year, especially when you've got Nebraska basketball trying to come up with Hoiberg and then the big dog Creighton. Like, take the leftovers. They're all playing across the country, but they can't play in their own city? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I think Crutch knows that. He's going out and hitting the local scene now. Year one, I want to give him a break, right?
And I'm biased because I love Crandall. I love Coach Crandall and I love Crutch. So I'm going to let it play.
Andrew. Okay, I'm going to let it play. But let me tell you this. You know how many offers they should be giving out to Omaha kids, whether they're going to come there or not? They should be first every time on a kid before Creighton and Nebraska.
They were first on Jaden this year.
Jackson.
Yeah. But he's a what a year is he?
He's gonna be a senior. He's 24 with Caleb.
Oh, gonna be a senior. I got you. Yeah. From he's out of Bellevue.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He plays on a Lob summer team.
Yeah, it's a small sample size.
Yeah,
I'm with
Bellevue.
You. I'm with you. Yeah, offer it up. Yeah. I mean, you want to get kids from
you
this
know
area.
What I mean? What do you got to lose? You know what I mean? What do you got to lose? And safety with Nebraska. We'll see. Is Hoiberg gonna? Are they starting over again, like with new guys next year? Like,
I don't think he has.
Sooner or later,
to.
You got to build off of something.
I know. I think he's got to. We'll see. Right.
I know. You know what I mean?
Like, I know they're going to be aggressive in the portal with a couple of guys. I think one should hit here pretty soon. I don't think he's going to end up going to Nebraska, but they'll be aggressive.
Hey, maybe is that what Nebraska needs to be, like a portal, a basketball portal school?
No.
No. Okay, so you would like them to develop.
You supplement with the portal. You don't supplant.
That's how you feel Nebraska basketball should be?
Yes.
Okay, because there's some programs that should be a portal ready, because you know what I mean? Like, because you're probably not going to be able to build up. So So I don't think that's a bad thing. I mean, it's free agency.
I like his current staff, though. I'd like to see him get a chance to develop a couple of good high school players and then supplement with the portal. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you on that. So, Creighton, hey, let's see if McDermott can get, you know, if he can get that Elite Eight. There's a next crop of coaches I talked about. I think it's Ed Cooley, McDermott, Brian Ditcher out of San Diego State, my guy out of Miami, the coach. DB, you say his name better than me.
Larrinaga.
Hey, man, those next group of coaches.
I always say Capone and Larrinaga. That's what I like to always say instead of Noriega. Right, yeah. But anyway, that's a little,
there we
a little
go.
Deep for some.
Drink champs. Little Nori, N-O-R-E.
Good stuff.
Andrew, good to have you back, man. Hey, I'm glad you're getting in the mix. DB Sharon, let you go down and have some fun with Nebraska football.
What do you mean? Nice, he told me he was going. He doesn't need my permission.
I got my permission slip.
Hey, listen.
DB was... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You can tell the truth.
Hey, DB was so mad and jealous that you were down there. I went, oh, look at DB being nice, letting somebody go instead of him getting all the glory. Next thing I know, Andrew's the one telling, yeah, I'm out, dog. Go ahead. No, you stay here. Hey, sit down. No, man, you sit down, all right? Hey, man, I got connections, too. Go ahead, Andrew. That's what I'm talking about. Pump your chest out.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate you. Biggest supporter.
Oh, man.
More CNC next.